W8R PM WJ8R mobile. WJ8R clear.
KABCW mobile.
KAJD. KBCW.
Good morning.
Hey, I was wondering if I was going to catch you on the air this morning on our commute down to Sunday Funday.
Yep, just got out here actually. I'm getting a little bit old to stay up till 1 in the morning and then get up all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed the next day.
What were you doing up at till 1 o'clock in the morning?
We went over and had a family game night at Jake and McKenzie's, and Erickson and his girlfriend came over and just having a good time and just lost track of it, and pretty soon it's like, holy cow, I'm old, I gotta go to bed.
Man, our wedding anniversary was earlier this week, and we've got some friends that have a anniversary within a couple of days. We all went out together last night and had dinner. I think Christy and I were in bed before 10:30.
Yeah, that's my usual MO is about 9:30 or so. So last night was quite the departure, but it was a good time. I enjoy those times when we get together like that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Glad you had that experience with your family. That's great.
So where is your destination of choice this afternoon?
We are headed south to the junction in Wallen Lake.
All right, yeah. We've eaten there before, but it's been a long time ago. So, yeah, good. I hope you have a great time.
Yeah, I think you know my friend Bruce. He's been to a few of our classes, maybe during one that you've been there. He's an IT guy at Boeing. He and his girlfriend just bought a new house in Mancelona over the winter. So they're going to meet us in Walloon for lunch today and catch up with them a little bit.
Yep, I remember him. Well, that's good. That's nice to do that, and it's a nice day to look outside. It's a little bit breezy, a little chilly. We were going to do a bunch of stuff outside today, but Lisa decided to go into town and do some shopping instead.
Yeah, I was outside this morning wiring up a replacement light bar on my truck and installing that, wondering, man, I thought it was supposed to be April, and here we are. It's cold and windy. What's up with that?
Well, at least it isn't rain, snow, or ice.
Yeah,
the day is a little young yet, isn't it?
Yeah, by the way, I'm dropping the 4Runner off at Kring's tonight to get some tires swapped out tomorrow, so you might see the gray lady somewhere around the shop there.
Yeah, Friday I saw that you were on the schedule for Monday, so I figured that's what was happening.
Yeah, it's time. I'm going to miss driving on these snow tires. They've been fantastic, and I think they're quieter than what my all-terrains are going to be like when I put them back on tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how we get used to the sound of tires, isn't it? It's something we don't normally think about, but it does happen.
Well, those of us that pay attention and don't consider driving to be a pastime.
That is true. Now, are these tires that you already have, or are you buying new ones?
Oh, no, these are the tires I've had for a few years now. This will probably be their last season. I'll probably scrap them in the fall when I put the snows back on, and next winter I'll have to buy a new set of all-terrains and mount those in the spring.
Yeah, that's something that has become increasingly painful too, isn't it? The price of tires. It's amazing what you get for a little round piece of rubber.
Yeah, but literally so much is riding on them. I don't mind paying extra for good tires and taking good care of them. And, you know, it's helpful having snow if you rotate them out twice a year and you're good to go. But, it's crazy how many people will just run the biggest, baldest piece of crap and wonder why they get in accidents and have blowouts and all kinds of problems like that.
Yeah, I had finally got a tire that I really liked and started running that, 8-10 years ago, and then they discontinued it and went to something else, so we're going to be shopping around here pretty soon, too.
Yeah, fun times. As expensive as they are, though, they make it easy. They ship them right to your doorstep or to your shop or wherever, and they pretty much have everything all the time.
Yeah, and it's funny, where I work, we don't get much of a break at all, if any, on tires. It's the profit margins are really, really interesting when you come to doing stuff like that, unless you're a big volume dealer.
Yeah, I used to feel guilty about buying my own tires and then paying somebody to mount them until just about everywhere I went. When I'd ask for the availability, they would go to the same website that I would go to and quote me the same price. So it's like, well, I guess it doesn't really matter.
No, really the only time that it does that is there's certain times of the year they'll do a lot of manufacturers will do a buy three, get one free kind of deal. So you can save a little bit of money doing that. But I don't know if you can do that with getting stuff online or not.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Every time I've needed tires, nothing like that can be found, and I end up paying the full price.
Well, I will, now that I know you're going to be looking for a set of tires when these summer ones get done, I will keep my ears open, and when those deals come around, I will let you know.
Ooh, a little bit of insider trading. I love it.
Hey, if Nancy can do it, I can do it.
You know, there is an actual Nancy Pelosi stock tracker that you can buy the same things that she does and do just as well, almost.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I actually asked our Edward about that. I'm like, hey, can you, like, follow this for us just to see what happens?
Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Right, of course.
Just for fun, just like my fantasy football league.
Yeah, that's right. Same. Well, my friend, I will let you get on with your afternoon and have a great time with your lovely better half there, and we will talk to you down the wire. K8ZAT.
Copy that, Chris. Good to catch you this morning. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk to you later in the week. K8BCW is mobile.
AB9NN, mobile monitoring.
W8GMJ monitoring.
RPM, 8SPW.
Station Charming, you are very broken. I think it's REM Mobile, I believe. You're very noisy.
Thanks, but no thanks. 8SPW.
ASPW, I hear you fine there. Go ahead.
KABCW Mobile.
KABCW W8RPM.
Good afternoon, Ron. How goes the battle with the water?
Ongoing. Thought I had it licked yesterday, and then, you know, I thought I had it licked on Friday. Yesterday morning after the rain, it was problematic again, ran the pumps, got it dry. Come back today, and another 6 inches, so it's just going to be an ongoing thing until all this crap's gone.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. although if it makes you feel any better, I'm hearing it from other people as well. I think this ground is not yet thawed out and not able to absorb the water that's there, and it's just holding on to it. My neighborhood is called Hathaway Springs, and we have a number of natural springs, and I've got a new one in my backyard that hasn't stopped bubbling since last week, and one of my neighbors must have a new one right next to her foundation, because as soon as she's getting the water out of her basement, there's more coming in. So feel for you, man. I hope you can get it taken care of soon.
Yeah. It's going to be a good week, maybe longer.
I mean, I'm right now driving down M119 in that little low spot just by Bernalli's. There's still water across the road there. It has no place to go, I guess.
You wait 100 p.m., WGAW.
Well, Mr. Rod, go ahead.
Yesterday I was going to drive in. Now you was... I couldn't get to your house. There was water over the road. How is your house holding up? Is your water above, is your water getting into the house?
Luckily, no. It is not getting into my house. It's flooding my crawl. It's, as you saw, it flooded my yard. That is drivable across the road. It's about a foot or 18 inches deep, but you absolutely have to know where the road is. And I applaud you for not driving through it without knowing, because you could end up past the road, down in the ditch, and that would be bad.
I don't know what you're going to do, man. Are we getting in there and still stay at the house? You got to, are you evacuated?
Evacuated on Tuesday. We have a place to stay. But we're back every day. I'm actually here now, running the pump.
Wow, that's bad stuff, man. I just hope that water starts going down. I see you over there by DeVol Beach, that pier that goes way out there, by the, you know, the, by Indian River, you know, where Indian River goes in the channel there. That's all underwater.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Hey, DCW. Hey, just about at my destination to drop off my vehicle for some service tomorrow. Ron, hang in there, man. If there's anything I can do for you, don't hesitate to shout out. Good luck with the battle. I hope you get on the high side of it. Hey, DCW.
All right, sir. Apparently that other station is Rod. Rod's sort of a neighbor of mine. He's city corner across the main street. We're probably definitely less than 2 miles line of sight, maybe even a mile and a half or so. Alright, I just heard you yell earlier. Didn't want you to think nobody was paying attention or that you were unloved. Let me know when your pie arrives and we can get more serious about that.
Hope you're able to keep pumping that water. Still hoping to get to the house there. That would be bad news. But I just got in from a nice long walk out in the woods. I was out looking for elk sheds. I found two so far. Not today, but I didn't so far this season. So. And fortunately, where I'm at, I don't have to worry about water issues like that, so I'm glad where I am at. My wife was really wanting to get a property or a river when we moved up here, and I was saying, well, I'm glad we didn't do that now. Okay, hey, I'll let you go there, Ron. I'm on HF on the marine net there, so I'll be getting back over there on the HF, but hey, take care. I'll give you a call later tomorrow sometime and see how it's going.
All right, sir. Well, it's going. You know, I think we're over the hump. Now it's just the recovery, but, you know, every day, even I can get my crawl space, I won't say bone dry, but as dry as humanly possible with pumps. And the next day, you know, there's a fresh ground swell in about 6 inches a day overnight, even when I've got it. You know, I think I got it licked. I leave, I come back in the morning, and it's, you know, 6, 8 inches again. So, there you go. I'm assuming you're going walking somewhere in the Pigeon. You're not finding those sheds anywhere near your house. So, I'm sure that your dog is gnawing on it because they get gnawing on the deer antlers. So, all right, talk to you. Stay dry too. Be careful out there in the woods. WHRPF.
Any DMH testing?
Any DMH testing?
GC, VSU. Do.com. Okay, please. KC, VSU testing.
KC, VSU.
KFABM is testing the tower connection. KFABM,
Larry, I can tell it's you, but you know anything. I'm watching this live feed of this town hall on the
W-A-W-L-H-T.